we shall start our final lecture in the series for the Chassanim. And I must say that this lecture, which I will try to represent, is the most delicate and difficult thing to put down. In a way, it should be shoveh l'chol nefesh, it should be for everyone appropriate. We're going to speak in the topic of Kedoshim Tiyu, be holy, ki kodesh ani Hashem Elokech, because I am holy. And Chazal tell us, how do you obtain the Kedoshim Tiyu, kadesh atzmochu b'muter lach, sanctify yourself with the permissible things. As Chazal said, the Rambam brings it down, Al tiya novel b'reshis ha-teira. Don't be a novel, don't be a disgusting person with the permission of the Torah, with permissible things. You could be purely disgusting in your permissible things. In the first or in the second shir, we spoke that the arena of a person's work in life to develop the height of Madreges, v'hoylo basar echa, the tzelem elakim, and the unity, and Madreges could only be accomplished in the institution which is called marriage. Outside of marriage, those levels could never be accomplished. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him already that he should separate from his wife, is only because he had accomplished the maximum. He lost his Bechira. It's a whole talk from Sol Salanter. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu came to him Dalga that he had no more Bechira. He lost his Bechira, he had no Bechira. He was beyond that. So they thought there was no point of the institution. So Hashem says, get out of the institutions. You could separate from your wife. He was the only one in history that Hashem told, in history, that he accomplished while he's alive, he accomplished that he graduated. We do not graduate until the last moment of our life. So therefore we, al pi halacha, have to stay married to the last moment of our life in order to grow. And we explained, I think in the first or in the second, that the Bechira, the free choice of a person, is the Tzelem Elokim, and he becomes his own self-creator. In other words, Hashem created us with an Efesh HaBahamis, with animalism. He created us with all the limitations, and even in Kiyum Torah and Mitzvahs, to a certain extent, really, we have no Bechira. Kofa Aleim Har Kegigis. In Tariag Mitzvah, in Shulchan Aruch, any person is right mind, if he wants to live, he has no Bechira, he knows he has to keep Shabbos. The Torah says, Mechalele Moisim, or somebody's Mechava Shabbos, has to be killed. It's that leader, this chorus, it's Nichasom Me'amov. Of course, he has Bechira, he could be Mechava Shabbos, just like a person of Bechira to jump off the Empire State Buildings. You say a man has Bechira to jump off, anyone could commit suicide. But Lemaisa, as long a person wants to stay alive, he has no Bechira, he can commit suicide, he can jump off. As long a Yid wants to be a Yid, a self-respected Yid, he knows he cannot be Mechava Shabbos, he can't throw away tefillin. In other words, if we, when we look at it in depth, really, we do not, we in Kiyum Torah Mitzvahs, in basic halacha, we have no lechayre, we have Bechira, but lemaisa we have no Bechira. Because in that respect, it's just like suicide. Maybe I will explain it in a different way, in a moshel. Any crucial mission, sending rockets to the moon, sending rockets to the outer space, or any big airplane, is usually it's being sent off with two people. One is a pilot and one is the navigator. Because one person, the pilot's function is to make sure that the vehicle should stay in line, should be energized, and shouldn't chas v'sholem crash. That's the pilot's job. The plane should stay on air, should get its fuel, and it shouldn't crash. But because he has such a crucial job and he can't afford to make any mistake, if he stops fueling the plane, energizing the plane crashes. Therefore, he can't focus on the navigation, on the destiny and the purpose where the plane has to go. So therefore, they give him a co-pilot, which is the navigator. And the navigator, he is not on duty to watch the plane should be on air. He is the one who is navigating the plane where the plane should go. If you would really ask, who is bringing the plane to its real purpose and its destination? Why is the plane to begin with on the air? Why is it airborne to begin with? To carry the passenger to a certain destiny. So who is really fulfilling the job? You would say the navigator. He is the one who is fulfilling the job. There's no point in being on air if you don't carry the plane to its destiny. However, who has a more crucial job which can't make a mistake even for a second is the pilot. If the pilot makes a mistake, God forbid, and the plane crashes, everything is gone. But if the navigator makes a mistake, it's not the end of the world. You make a U-turn, you get later, or you don't arrive, you get off again. Now, as much the whole accomplishment of the mission is being done by the navigator, but still the navigator could make mistakes, and he could really bring the plane not to his mission, and still it's not fatal. Where the pilot is nothing more than a base for the navigator. Without the pilot, navigator can't get nowhere. However, the pilot is actually the means to a goal. The goal is the navigator. But here comes out a paradoxical situation. The means is much more crucial, much more important than the goal. Where the means cannot make any mistakes. If it makes a mistake, the whole thing is not gone. However, if the navigator makes a mistake, it's not fatal. You could still get a little bit later. You could make a U-turn. Same thing is, Am Yisrael, in Klolis in general, and the individual in Proteus, we have a function and a purpose in this world. We have to accomplish a mission, privately and collectively. Am Yisrael collectively accomplishes a mission, L'saken Olam v'Malchus Shaddai, to cure the world in the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Bias HaMashiach. In order that should be fulfilled, that could only be fulfilled through Am Yisrael. And as long as one person, Am Yisrael, is missing, Am Yisrael cannot fulfill it. And if every individual of us is a part of Am Yisrael, every individual of us is a part of Am Yisrael, and only together we could accomplish this mission. We can't accomplish mission, and there's not one person of us duplicating the other person. As we would say, a muscle, a car, has so many parts, and every part is in one part. Now, the car could only go with all the parts in function. If one part is missing, all the other parts, as beautiful they may be, they're not functioning. So is Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael has a mission that we have to accomplish, the Sakein Oilom B'Malchus Shakai, to bring the Oilom Atikun. But Am Yisrael is put together from every individual Jew. And every individual Jew, from Avraham Avinu until Melech HaMashiach, is a crucial part which builds this function which is called Am Yisrael. And if Ein Ani Li Mili, nobody could replace me. My part is not like your part. And every one of us is an individual part. And we have a double duty. First, we have to fulfill and accomplish and build our own part. And therefore, everyone has to have a Bechira, has an independent, individual, free choice to build himself. What were you building yourself? In order, once you build yourself, now you become a part of Klal Yisrael, and then every individual had built himself, and then Yishachot, Kalev Echot, Yicham Sham Yisrael become collected as one Am Yisrael, and that is the Olam HaTikun, which we will bring the Melech HaMashiach, and therefore becoming partners in creation, but that's another topic of now. Now obviously, the Tachlis of Am Yisrael is to deliver something to the world. So is also the tachlis of the individual to deliver himself to Klal Yisrael. Now, as we said just before, that every mission, every important mission has its two, a pilot and a navigator, where the pilot is the basic means of the existence of this plane in the air, which the pilot is only a means to the navigator, where the navigator knows the destiny, why you are on air to begin with. Same thing is also every individual's job. We have a two-role function. It's a very important fundamental yisod in Hashkofa to understand. Torah was given to us in two levels. The first level as pilots, that's Tariag Mitzvahs, Kofa Lehem Har Kegiges. without Tariq Mitzvahs, without Shulchan Aruch, without the basic halacha, we cannot function. It's fatal. Mechalelei Moisimos and so on and so on and so on. And this is halacha. Halacha is doing the job of the pilot. The basic halacha does the job of a pilot. But if a pilot commands his plane beautifully on air, feeds it, everything is beautiful, but he has no navigation, he has no direction where to go, you go around the circus, you're getting nowhere. Same thing, where is our destiny? After we be good pilots, I keep Torah mitzvah, Shabbos, Tefillin, everything beautiful, halacha. Where does it have to lead us? Kedoshim tiyu, be holy. Our destiny, l'saken oyv amalchus shakai, to be mekadosh the world, is kedoshim tiyu. That's our destiny. Be holy, ki kodesh ani Hashem Elokecha, because I am holy, and you're part of me. Now, how do you accomplish the kedoshim tiyu? Kadosh atzmucha b'mutalach. You have to sanctify yourself, things which the Torah permits you. It's out of the parameters, outside of the parameters of Tariq Mitzvahs, of Shulchan Aruch of Halacha. Outside of the parameters of Halacha comes now the most, the main function. Now, if you ask me, it is a very fundamental question which you have to ask. Kedoshim Tiyu Pirav Rishonim is not a part of Tariq Mitzvahs. So let's ask a question. Why did we came into this world? Why did the Kosh Baruch Hu give us Torah mitzvahs? To keep Torah mitzvahs? Or in order to fulfill Kedoshim Tiyu, be holy. And what? How do you become holy? Says Chazal, Kadosh Atzmocho B'mitalach. Sanctify yourself with permissible things. Alti and Noval B'reshus HaTorah. Even things which the Torah allows you, don't do it. This is our goal of accomplishment. So, what's the Torah mitzvahs? What's Tariq mitzvahs? What's Shulchan Aruch? It's again, when we see a plane flying, and there is a pilot, and there is the navigator, we ask, who is bringing the plane to destiny? Who is bringing this plane to the tachlis? The navigator. However, the navigator can't work without the pilot. But at the same time, the pilot is not navigating the plane. Every individual yochid has a dual responsibility. The first, be a pilot. What is pilot? Kabbalah's Ol Torah Mitzvahs. Shulchan Aruch. That's halacha. That's halacha, Shulchan Aruch in the Rambam. There is mitzvah, there is aveiro, and there is reshus. In halacha, as a pilot, to function as a kiyum, as an existing Jew, halacha tolerates reshus, permissible things. To eat matzah, Seder night is a mitzvah. To eat chazer is an aveira, and to eat a kosher ice cream is a reshus. It's not a mitzvah, it's not an aveira. This is Shulchan Aruch, and this is what the Rambam brings down. Reshus, choivo, mitzvah. Aveira. However, then comes the Torah, kedoshim tiyu. This, b'chol derechecho de yehu. In all your paths, what you have permission to do, you could live your own life, Deyehu bring in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Dvorim HaRashus, where the Torah does not dominate your life, now you're starting navigating the plane with the pilot, which is me, with my Torah mitzvahs. Before Torah mitzvahs, I'm a nothing. I'm a crashed plane. So therefore, a Jew without keeping Torah mitzvahs can never be a Kodesh. Forget it. He could never accomplish his destiny, as we said before, L'saken oil v'machut shakai, that we are nasa shutsa shakodesh bochum maser bereshis, that we are completing the world. First, you have to be a pilot. And what's the pilot? Tariq mitzvahs, Shulchan Aruch. But after, when I had accomplished that, now comes the void of chassidus. B'chol d'rechecho d'yeyu. B'chol d'rechecho. And Kosh Baruch Hu gives your own derech. Now you have permission. Kadosh atzmocho b'mutalach. Put in kedusha de yehu in dvorim amitorim. Alti in novel b'shus ha-toyre. The Torah is not machayev you. The locha does not machayev you. You have permission to do now. I could do whatever I want now. But now when you do this, you are navigating, you are masaking the world Kodeshim Tinai becoming a Kodesh. And we know, Yakir Vede Kol Yoshvi Seval, that's the Tachlis. No, Vede Kol Poel Kato Prealto, Vyomer Kol Yitzir Kato, Vyomer Kol Hashem Hashem Al Apa, Hashem Elokei Yisrael Melech. That's the whole, Vyomer Yuh Hashem Echod Shmai Echod.
That's Mashiach. L'sakin oil malchus shakai. How will that be accomplished? That we are Mekadosh Hashem. How do we Mekadosh Hashem? The Torah says how. Kedoshim tiyu. First you have to be holy. Kikodesh ani. How do you become holy? Doesn't say to shmir a Torah mitzvah. No. Kadosh atzmacha b'mutalach. Things which your Torah is matter for thee, they bring in your own Kedusha. Because now you become your own boicher. We spoke in the first shir, in the second shir, that the whole beauty of a person is when he's boicher b'chaim in areas where the Torah is not koifim, where the Torah is not machayev. Shabbos I have to keep. Because I have no choice. I know if I'm a machal Shabbos, machal moisimas. I'm a pilot. The plane is crashing. But to bring in restrictions, limitations on my own, where the Torah is not mechayev you, b'mutar lach, think b'mdorim amitorim, then you delivering this world to tikkun, that's your destiny. Then now you become an navigator. Now, what's the chilik, as we said, between a pilot and a navigator? A pilot, if he makes a mistake, it's fatal. The plane crashes. If the navigator makes a mistake, it's not fatal. You make a U-turn, you're getting in later. The plane gets in later. That's mamashi the chilik. When you over a falocha, that's fatal. That's a ravera. Im mechal shabbos, mechal yomos yumos. Im avat la mitzvah sesedrayis, that's fatal because that's the area of the pilot of the base. However, if you fail in b'chol derechecho deyeyu, if you fail in kedoshim tiyu, it's not fatal. Melahat mechleim, you're still alive. You're getting later. You make a U-turn. You're going to arrive later. So therefore, the kedoshim tiyu kash atzloch memutaloch is not so crucial and fatal as an avera. Therefore, when we said that a marriage is an institution, that it's only in this institution, we explained in previous sheet, you could grow, you could act, you could accomplish your mission. Now, to be a pilot, you could accomplish without marriage too. You could be an Hashem, a Shabbos, putting tefillin, learning, and sometimes you may even think you could do a better job alone, single, than to do it with a wife. She interferes with my avodas Hashem. But in Kedoshim Tiyu, you don't even start. It doesn't even start outside of marriage. It's true there's a void in Kadosh Kadosh Atzmo Mutaloch in other areas too. But the real Kadosh Atzmo Mutaloch has Chazal have a Prushim Me'aroyes. Now Prushim Me'aroyes doesn't mean with Dvorim Asurim, not Aroyes Chasa Shola mit Aish Yisish or with somebody, because that's Isur. And we hear with the Kadosh Atzmo Mutaloch. So it's connected. Have a Prushim Me'aroyes in where? In Dvorim Amitorim. That's the only opportunity you have, only with your own wife. And that's really the final delicate line, a delicate job, where we, all of us, we go through a lot of hardship in our life until we reach a certain madrega that we become navigators, we accomplish our mission. Unfortunately, a person could live through a whole life, al pi halocha, al pi basic halocha, be a good pilot, and never get to his destiny to become Kodesh. And he doesn't realize that he's in an arena, he's on a plane, and he's medagdek, vaches, baruch Hashem, melein tiredeya, medagdek in aloha, we don't do any dvorim, asurim, mamash, neged aloha. But if there is no sensitivity, if there is no taking on a job of kedoshim ti, kadosh atzmucho b'mutaloch, have a prushim aroyas in dvorim amiturim, it shouldn't be a manuvel b'shisatayra, you don't start navigate yourself to become a partner of what you have to accomplish. There only it starts. And therefore, this is one of the most complicated halachas. And I must tell you the truth, I'm nervous to give this shir. And I made it as the last shir of the series of Chosanim to speak about the series of Kedoshim Tiyu. First of all, I will definitely not go into any particulars. What yes and what no. I will chassid not go in. So various reasons. Number one, this is something just to be said one-to-one. Number two, the inyan of Kedoshim Tiyu is not a common instruction for everyone alike. Every person is different. The Kedoshim Tiyu for a japnik is different than the Kedoshim Tiyu for a worker, for a businessman. The Kedoshim Tiyu for a businessman is different from a bentayra, for a mechanach. And the Kedoshim Tiyu for a shoner shoyin is different than the second year and the third year, and so on and so on and so on. The Kedoshim Tiyu also has a very delicate balance. You can't start providing midas achasidus on your own on the cheshbon of your spouse, of your wife. We have to know there's basic halachas, there's basic minimum requirements which a man has to give to his wife. but no solo yigra, which you spoke in the previous last or the previous last year. And you could only start fulfilling a mitzvah of kadosh atzoch v'muter lach only after you fulfill the basic mitzvah d'raisa, that you fulfill your choyf. Unless there's a mechila gemira from your wife, when your wife is participating with you with full heartedly, and she's not feeling in any way not fulfilled. And that's a delicate line between to do less and to do more. It's a very, very delicate line. And if it's not shaykh, but therefore we see one interesting thing. There's no area in the Shulchan Aruch which gives us such a wide range than the area of tzniyas and kedusha in between a husband and wife's life. Any area in Shulchan Aruch, there's a certain variant. It comes in kashrut. There's a hefset meruva. There's a hefset muat. There's makilim. There's machmirim. It's a bal nefesh. They give you, dude, this one does this one, this one does it. There's the remo, and there's the besiyosef. There's certain machloikas in shmirah shabbos. You could see there's chumras in hilchus boira and there's kulas in hilchus boira. But between chumras and kulas, there's a very little variance. In any other area in Shulchan Aruch, the variance of Shulchan Aruch are really, I would say, if you call it in a scale, in 10%, between 100. In the last 90 to 100%, you could go to certain left and right. When it comes to halacha, basic halacha between husband and wife, halacha is pretty well structured. There's chumras and kulas, but it's structured in halacha. In Hilchos Vestoes, in Hilchos Arachokes, in Hilchos Somach Leveses, all the things that you learn, there's halacha, there's a structure. And there's not much variance there between a japnik and between a businessman and between a Talmud Chochem and between a 20-year-old guy and between a 40-year-old guy. There's the same structure. When it comes to the mitzvah of tznius, of kadoshim ti kadosh atzoch v'mitzalach, there you get, it's mind-boggling to what extreme the Shulchan Aruch goes. You can learn the Simei Reish Mem, Hilchos Tznius and Arachaim. It's mamash, you have to become a chosid nasik and nasik mashakot hashed, mamash, like you're forced to do it. And the minimum of the minimum of the minimum of the minimum of the minimum. Mamash gewaldig. Malochim, mamash malochim. Then you go to other areas of Shulchan Aruch, going to Rama, going to Eben Ezra, going to Simin Kofhei and Eben Ezra. There's Shulchan Aruch test you. Since your wife is muta, yasa mashal, liba chofet, you could do whatever you want, whatever she wants, whatever you like, whatever you want. You could go, you could let yourself go free. You see in the Shulchan Aruch, everyone wants, you want to find chumras, you want to find kedusha. You want to be a maneuver with the Shusha Torah, you could literally find the Shulchan Aruch. He says, Avadi shouldn't do it, Avadi there should be tzniyas, but Mishi Yitzra talk for all of, but you see Yitzra is gewaldig, talk for all of, you're out in the business world, you're afraid of Yitzra Hara, better let go. Let go with your wife, have a good time with your wife, Chas Hashem, you should have an outfit. That's what Shulchan Aruch said. Obviously, not fulfilling, because it's a mitzvah, by the way. The Shulchan Aruch says very clearly, if a person feels that it's a starke Yitzra Hara, and he's enticed, and he can't contain, he can't put down his Yetzer Hara, and he needs his wife. And there's all kind of kulas in Shulchan Aruch, Tamid Chochem, Yafel Bayon, all kind of things. But obviously, no question, you're not fulfilling Kedoshim Teil. Kadosh Atzuch V'mutalach, this is not Kedusha. Halacha gives you there kulas. But Kedoshim Teil, so you could say, what do I care? Baruch Hashem, I covered my ground. I do what the Torah told me to do. Yes, you're a good pilot. You're not going to be punished. You're existing. But Lemaise, what is the pilot doing in an airplane and it doesn't bring the plane to his fuel is burning out and it's not getting nowhere? We are here in this world to accomplish a mission. We are here in the world to be Mekadosh the world, to be his Gadol, his Kadosh Meravo, to bring a Kodesh Bochus, to be Mekadosh the world. And I cannot be Mekadosh the world until I'm not making myself Kodesh. And I can't make myself only Kadosh Atzuch of the Mutalach. Yeah, the Shulchan Aruch told you it's Mutter. Shulchan Aruch tells you you could do this, you could do this. But you know why Aloch allows you that? Because this is the basic, this to be a pilot. But in order to become Kodesh, here you have to be a Boicher, choose. Now I'm elevating, lifting myself above that, higher than this. That's the reason there's a Kula. I said once, I think it's an MSD Gavard. I said the biggest chesed in this door for our generation was the Moshe Feinstein, Zechayin Lebrucha. It was Matar Chol of Aku. Because there's a klal, Koicha de Tere Odef. What is Pshat Koicha de Tere Odef? The one, a Poisik, who is as a Koicha de Tere, could be Mekel Odef. What is an Odef? Odef means it has an advantage. Advantage for what? Advantage in this world. Because what's happening? Usually, Oved Hashem has a Shaila. goes Aspek Shaila the Rav. So the Rav says it's also this also halacha. He didn't become Karash Atlucha B'mutalach. He became a pilot, but it didn't bring you to the destiny. You go to Rav, the Rav is about my as a meiko, has a gvaldik atamet chochem, and he's meiko, and he says it's mutter, it's shasat chak, it's mutter. Bal nefesh should be machmir. As the Moshe Paschi b'chol avakim, bal nefesh should be machmir, but I want to be a bal nefesh. I want to be kodeshim tiyu. Says taka baruch Hashem aloch is matir, but I machmir. So bosa shahayre ba chochem. So shayla, even it's kosher, I don't want to eat. And I'm machmir. The minute I have a rov who paskens me lekula, and I'm machmir, I'm becoming a kodesh. That's your destiny. Now you're navigating a plane. So this is koicha de tere odav. If there is koicha de tere in the locha odav, there's an advantage in this world because we bala nefesh, we don't go by heterim. We go to take the heter, let the basic halacha be matir in order I should be able to machmir. Comes out. Baruch Hashem, b'tzchus atremoyshe zechon lebrocha, that all of us, we eat chol of Yisrael, we chassidim. We became, instead of, if halacha di chol of Yisrael is osir, so eating chol of Yisrael, we're nothing more than good pilots. Now the Moshe Alocha Digiz Mater Cholav Hakom, and we drink still Cholav Yisroel, we become Chassidim, we Bachar Hashem, we're navigating, we're getting to our destiny. But this is in petty things. We're talking food, this is petty things. But when we're talking something which is the most inner, emotional, intimate part of a person, when you want to live according to Alocha, which Alocha is Losh Surah Achlavach Machanechem, and you keep yourself totally clean from any outside influence, and you haven't got no shaykhus to any outside woman, and the only chetiche de hetera which you have is your own wife, and you preserve all your fire and all your yetzer only in the parameters of the home, in a halocha diga mutter diga vei, not chafsoshon isa diga. If you do it in isa diga vei for either of that chafsoshon, then it's fatal. Then you can't get into a pilot job. And after when Edvorim Amitom is available, she's available for every. And you could justify it, have a Yates and this, you could justify. And there you take on your own Kaddish Atzmucha B'mutalach. Now you become a navigator. Now you're taking the world, and you start being Mekaddish yourself, and you're Mekaddishing the world. Torah and mitzvahs cannot be Mekaddish the world. What could be Mekaddish? Kaddishim Ti Kaddish Hashem Elokecha, only Kaddish Atzmucha B'mutalach. And this is the most complicated job, the most difficult job, because it's the most private thing, and nobody knows on the outside what goes on. Nobody knows what's in my mind goes out, not even my wife. Nobody knows what's my machshava is, my intention is. Nobody knows my tnuah, my anything which I do, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why I'm doing it, why I'm not doing it. I'm doing it only to satisfy her, and if she's satisfied, I will not take for myself anything, because the main job, the main mitzvah is to be meshalem, to give her oyna. Oyna means you're paying back a debt. You're paying her, you're making her happy. And once she's happy, she doesn't need anymore. I would want, but I'm saying Kaddish Atzmucha B'mutalach, the only one who could appreciate that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we spoke once, usually it's a gift for the Kalas, that the Rambam says, Kiddush Hashem is something when a person does solely for a Kodesh Baruch. Kodesh Baruch says, nobody knows, only me. If you do something only with me, you meyachad yourself with me, this is called one of the greatest Kiddush Hashem. When a man gives up a certain pleasure, which is permissible, and it's available. Now, if this pleasure in this thing is something which she needs, and I say, first my duty is to make her happy, and this is her oina, this is her time, and this is something which I have to do, I also have a Noah. Because I have a Noah, I could do a better job, I could make her even happier, and therefore I will feed my Hanoah. But my whole reason I'm feeding my Hanoah is to make her happy. And if she wouldn't want it, I wouldn't have given it myself. Then, when you do it for her because she needs it, even you have a Noah, it's still called a mitzvah, because you can't really give her, you can't really make her happy unless you have your own pleasure. If you don't have your own pleasure, you can't make her happy. But where does it come out? A person could very easily feel, of course I'm doing everything for her, I'm not doing anything for myself. Yes, it's easier said, but when is it proven? All of a sudden, many, many times, and many, many of our wives comes out, they don't want you for some time. They're not in a mood, says, please, I'm tired. She doesn't know how to say, she's an ishak shev, she doesn't want to tell you, no. She's not allowed to say no. She doesn't. She's afraid. Yeah, the answer, whatever it is. But she starts scratching around. The minute you start seeing she's scratching around, she's not in a mood. One of the things that you're not supposed to force a woman, if I was not on the chas v'shalom to rape her, even she, you only notice that she's not in the mood to be with you. Now, if you are grubby yink, and you feel chas v'shalom you're going to come to Aveira, she's a shulchan aruch. Chas v'shalom to come to Aveira, chas v'shalom to come levatola, and to do anything. So you have to plead, you have to buy her off. You have to say, you know, I need you, I like you, and I need you, and you know, and I'm a human being. And if you, by the way, even then you're not allowed to force her, you can't chas v'shalom again, but then you go out of your way, make your status to buy her off, to make her want you. You buy her a gift, you take her out, you bring her a pizza, doing everything, be smiling, to anything to buy her off. Now, if you did it, halochadik, you did a mitzvah. Halochadik, you're a good pilot. But no way kedusha. Because she didn't need it, there was no mitzvah to give it to her. You needed it. Why did you need it? Maybe if we would have gone away to a shir, and we would kill the Yetzer Hara, you wouldn't have to give it with her, you wouldn't have to buy her off, and then you would become a Kodesh. Because I could fulfill my satisfaction with her, and I could even justify the lochadik. But I want to be a Kodesh. I want to be a navigator. I want to advance. I want to accomplish something. By fulfilling the aloha, I'm not accomplishing yet. I'm just covering myself, but I didn't accomplish anything. When I know, and I have a yetzer, if I could kill the yetzer to any other means, keep busy and do something, you're becoming a kodesh, and now you're boich b'chai. And now, when she doesn't need you, she doesn't want you, she just makes a sense, and then you meet her, now have a good opportunity to become a kodesh, now it's huver dover l'mifreya. When she didn't need it, you, and you wanted to make, and you made her happy. Also, you made her happy in such a way that you also had a pleasure. But you know, I could only make her happy through this means. This is the yetzer which Hashem gave, that a man has to have a pleasure not to give her. But you keep telling yourself, and that's one of the machshavas haritzuras. It should be every time the tzedek kotten brings it down. That's one of the things. That's the proper way of doing every time when we have a connection, when a husband and wife are living together. Before that. Hope you think is to learn Chayshus Chachmas, then Sharak Dusha, Perik Tesvov, Perik Tesvayim, to know that the whole mitzvah, and to learn the Ramban, the Raivad, and the Tzatel Kotn is there, one is Chassidish to learn through, and to say to yourself, Rabbi Nishalayim, I'm going to do an act, and I'm going to make this animal enjoy my body. But I'm doing it because it's a kima mitzvah, nosa la yigra, or the piriverivia, or the nosa, even there's no piriverivia involved. Either she's milberes or she can't have children, whatever it shouldn't be. But I'm doing it and also like to make her happy, to fulfill her. This is the mitzvah sefer deraisa. And I'm feeding myself. It's then the same thing, just like there's a mitzvah of Friday night to be ma'anigas Shabbos. Hari ma'anigas Shabbos, gefilte fish and a good piece of chicken. So lochera, you're feeding your belly. You're having good gefilte fish, but through that, ma'anigas Shabbos. This is the mitzvah to be done by shleimers with a full pleasure, with a full hanoah. But we have to know it. We all do it in order to make her happy. In any little addition, any touch, in any move, in any word, in any action, which she does not enjoy, it's not for her pleasure, it's for your pleasure. If you do it, you're allowed to do it. But then you took away the whole flavor of the navigator. And if you did it, even you did it in aloha parameters, you become a pilot. You had not accomplished anything. Yes, yeah, simple. A pilot, circling around. Because you say before that I'm only being with her and I'm only going to take the enjoyment for myself in order to maybe fulfill the mitzvah as a dresser to make her happy. Make her happy, don't make yourself happy. This is the Targum says, v'samach yasishtoy. You should make happy his wife, but not yourself. Obviously, you can't make happy your wife unless you're also happy with it. So that's the pleasure which you're allowed to take. But how do you show that you're doing it for her and not doing it for yourself? That you don't take any kind of addition. Now that's the reason why in the Shulchan Aruch, in this area of Kedusha, you find such a variety of it. Because you can demand from the same person, not all the people are the same alike, not all the situations are the same alike, not every day the same alike. and they always have different moods and different things. He reads in Elias. When a person is the godless, the moichin is a matzah in Aliyah. He's in a different stage. He could differently. You could demand more from him. A person is a katnus, the moichin is broken, is depressed. You can't ask anything from him. So therefore, we have to know our basis shulchan aruch halacha. There, over there, is absolutely. There's nothing that we could deviate. There's nothing that we could compromise on. But when it comes to Kedoshim, Tiyu, Kadosh, Atzucho, B'mutaloch, I say, and I saw it once, that the Inyan for Mutal, the Valatanya says, Dvorim Amitorim, Dvorim Asurim, says the Valatanya, Surim, it's also, it's tied. It's tied. Dvorim Amitorim means it's untied, it's untackled, it's open. Kadosh, Atzucho, B'moysaloch. Moysaloch, something which is excessive for you. Something which is excessive for the need of the mitzvah, there you have to be mekadosh yourself. Anything which is not excessive to the actual fulfillment of the mitzvah, especially which has to do with her needs, there's no inyan kedusha. It doesn't even start to be mekadosh. Because the first basis, you have to be mekadosh the mitzvah with her. And therefore we know, if God forbid there is problems with Shalom Bayis in the area of kedusha, where she is not, she doesn't want to go along with a certain chumras which the husband would want to be, a certain dvorim kedoshim, dvorim kedusha, dvorim shel kedusha. Now, this is something which the man should never rule on himself. He should always ask a madrich, should always ask a seloch rav, a talak men asofik. Because here you're bordering, you want to be mekadosh and metai, want to be mischased, and here you could be, from one end you're mischased, and here you're not fulfilling the simple basic mitzvah sesed raisa. And loy amo oretz chosid. You can't be a chosid at the time in yamores. First you have to know the basic chiyuvim which you have. Obviously, since you have a negia too. Because this is something, either negia, you want too much, either you want too little, you're too much afraid, either whatever you go, so therefore we need hadrocha. And therefore this is one thing which is difficult in any formal class to give a droch in this inyonim, because every person is different and every person comes from a different background, and there's different adrochas. There's adrochas in the chassidic world, and between chassidus and chassidus there's different adrochas, and the literature world, in the military world, in the American world, in Emerson, everyone has to be mudrach, everyone has to be instructed according to background, according to the way he was raised, according to the exposure he was. He can't be madrach in dvorim shebegdusha, a person who never in his life saw a dovar chol, never learned a dovar chol, and never read a dovar chol, and never heard the radio, never saw in a newspaper, and it was always in Dalad Amas. For him, the dovar shebegdusha, totally different level than a boy who finished high school and went to sports and listened to radios and saw movies and watches TV. For him, dovar shebegdusha is if you machmer too much on him, he's going to crack up too much, and he's not going to want to. And then if he can't keep up with it, he goes into chayve krisis. Because they start telling him big things what you should do with Dorim Shebekadosh, he doesn't know what is halacha, what is chassidus. And if he can't keep the Dvorim HaChassidus which instructed him, so he says, well, if I failed anyway, I might as go all the way, and since Shechas Hashonim, and he could be Mamash Shechavik, he says also either. So therefore, this is something which cannot be instructed in a form of a class. This every individual has to be evaluated according to that individual, and his wife, and the situation, and the background, and the present situation, and his stage of stability, of mental and emotional, Yerushalayim stability, and Simcha stability. Everyone is a different life. And this is one of the things I would say, which maybe I shouldn't say it, there is formal recommendations in every group, which I feel it's very hard to give formal recommendation in these areas. This has to be individual recommendations. A Ben Aliyah, somebody is capable and has a wife which goes along with it, has to be instructed in the highest level of Kedoshim Tiyu. Somebody is not a Ben Aliyah, somebody is a small Moichel, somebody has a background, somebody's wife doesn't go along with it, somebody has other mental interference, stability interference, what it is. Therefore the Shulchan Aruch didn't make any formal thing. The Shulchan Aruch didn't put out statements. Shulchan put out from one extreme to the other extreme, in order that you madrich, not yourself. Yourself, you can't pick up the Shulchan Aruch and pick and choose, because you could take the other extreme, which you shouldn't. But you madrich, the one who is actually instructing you, takes your situation, your wife's situation, and he could find in Shulchan Aruch the area where you have to be mekadosh. And don't overdo it, but don't you dare underdoing it. People say, I don't want to be a Kodesh again, you want to be a pilot. A pilot is totally worthless without a navigator. And this is one of the most delicate parts, the most delicate parts that we could accomplish. And this is really the one area where we have absolute Bechira. Bechira said, Bechira chavshis meant free Bechira, free choice means free even from the Torah. Even here with the Torah is not machayev. That's your navigation. That you navigating, you bringing yourself, you graduating to a certain point of kedusha, where even the Torah, the locha, is not machayev. Obviously, kedushim ti is also an locha. That's simereish mem. It's also an locha. But obviously, there is in the locha kufet, it gave you a lot of room according to your own personal growth. So the first klal is in this area. First, you have to understand the basic principles, hashkofedik, yisoidistik, what is demanded from us. And one thing is definitely sure. You don't start to become a kodesh, and therefore you don't start even becoming a partner in the destiny of the tachlis habriyah where you should be a partner in, if you're not implementing this recommendation and this mitzvah b'chol drochecho deyehu. If you're not bringing in Hashem and you free drochecho in the droch in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you freedom, then you're not navigating at all. You minimum, maybe you're only not more than a good pilot. That has to be understood. The right way to do it is to get instructions together. I mean, it doesn't have to be together mamash with your wife, but the woman's position has to be exactly represented together with the husband's position to the madrich of the chosen, his situation, her situation, the together situation, the panosa situation, the mental stability situation. If there is people are healthy, people are strong, and people are happy in their simcha, much more could be imposed. And the truth of the matter is, this is, we think that if you strict yourself and you eliminate yourself, that you're depriving yourself of satisfaction. And it's entirely the opposite. Here I'm going to give something which is, the Torah is chodercheyo darchenoyam. The path of the Torah is a sweet, beautiful, pleasurous way. I tell you, I heard once from a goyish psychologist, which happened to be a medical therapist, a sex therapist, whatever, which there's many difficulties which is by our people, and people are being sent, and he was consulting me, and we went through a lot halachotik and the shkofetik. You should understand the mentality of a ben Torah couple. After all, he's a goy. He gave me a statement, a Park Avenue lawyer, doctor. He said to me, you have no idea how beautiful psychological is your structure of marriage, the halacha structure of marriage. I went further in the Kadosh, even the Karshat Sukhul Mutalach. He says, why is this generation so sick? Because they get everything they want. They get everything what they want. And the healthiest, the most beautiful way is your way of life. We wish we could introduce, but of course, how could you introduce an animal? Show him a meat and he shouldn't eat. He's hungry. Tell an animal he shouldn't eat. The only Ben Torah could do it. He's hungry and it doesn't take Kadosh Atzmuch B'Mutalach. Of course, cannot be introduced. And I must tell you a very interesting statement of a person. A person was once married, and I was married in a very modern life. Got divorced. Got married the second time. And the second time got married in a very high level with a very special wife, both of them. And at the beginning he had problems with adjusting his life the way he was accustomed with his previous marriage. In previous marriage he was minimum halacha yid, but the concept of kedushin was little non-existent. It was minimum halacha. All of a sudden he turned into a marriage. Okay, he was very prepared, and both of them very prepared, where immediately stepped into the area of kedushin tiyum. And when he tasted that lifestyle, he said, you know, I never felt that enjoyment. I never ever felt the pleasure in the past marriage where I had all the freedom than I feel here in this marriage where I'm taking the maximum restrictions and the maximum limitations. And it's so sad, you should hear these words from a person who understands it in depth. He understands it in depth, and he testified to that effect. He says, I know what life is, I lived it, and I used it, and I utilized it at maximum. And the first time when I tasted this restricted, limited life of Kedoshim Tiyu, he says, never in my life I had this feeling. That means I could give this statement. Never mind for secular people who don't go up Yad Torah. I could give a statement even Jews who live according to Shulchan Aruch, but they don't want to live the Kedoshim Tiyu. They don't want to limit themselves, restrict themselves. They never in their life enjoyed the pleasure of life. They never enjoyed the pleasure of life. The pleasure of life is only the feeling, the intimate depth that you should reach, the depth of the neshama of you and your vice, and to become one, that could only be done if it's done with the Kedoshim Tiyu. The Ma'adav Adayme, I think in the previous classes we told you that intimate life is like glue. The purpose of intimate is glue. The intimacy of the mitzvah of intimacy, to be together, is glue. And if the glue is a means to glue together what? The two neshamas, the two have neshamas of Zohar and Kevah Boro Oysam, and that creates the Tzelem Elohim. Now, the strength of the glue should make the absolute proper chibur, should make the absolute proper connection, that has to have a certain degree of heat. And the degree of heat is how much you heated that, how much you preserved it. It's a known thing in science, but it doesn't have to be in science, that water, you could boil and boil and boil, you can never make it warmer than how many degrees? 212? Who? 212 is the maximum degree of water that you could bring. You could bring in the biggest fire, 212. After 212, it vaporizes himself. We used to hear it from Shimshi, says it in the seminars. So, but if you take water into a pressure cooker and you close it in the pressure cooker, you totally close it and don't let anything escape, you could build them up to thousands of degrees and you're not losing a drop. It's a fact, right? It's a fact. Now the same thing is when we, the husband and wife, Hashem gave us two physical bodies, which is a bit of Yetzer Hara in it. As we explained, Toiv Moed, Toiv Zeyetzer, Toiv Moed Zeyetzer Hara. And Hashem wants us that we should use these two Yetzer, these two energies, as glue, that this should make a connection, Ho'ilo Bosar Echot, that we should become Amash one, there's no me and you, it's us. Ho'ilo Bosar Tzelem Elohim, you have to apply this intimate contact, and this is a Hava. Hava means giving. You give her, she gives you. And when two give, they becoming one. When two take, they separate. You take and you take. Sometimes one is a giver, one is taking. Okay, there's a connection because you take and she runs after you. So there's a certain connection, but it's not strong. When both take, that's separation. But when both give, the more you give, the more deep you give, the more one you're becoming, because you're getting head on. That's glue. Now, how do you give? What does it mean the more you give, the less you take? When you fulfill the mitzvah of Kedoshim Tiyu, become whole Kavashat or Mitzvah, that means I'm going to be with you for one reason, to give and give and give and give you, and only give you what you enjoy to take, and anything which you don't want, I'm not going to give you because that's taking and I don't want to take. That means you deliver 100% of yourself into her. And she's accepting you 100%. She gives 100% herself to you. You become Mamshel Bosar Echad. And the benefit of the feeling of to becoming Bosar Echad that only could be felt when you become one. Nobody feels it. Imagine, Chas V'Shalom, you should know from such a person who has been amputated a leg. Had an accident, a train accident, and cut off a leg. And the doctor says, maybe we could reconnect the leg. We have to tie every vein and every vessel, every muscle. And they put him asleep, and he wakes up, and he finds his leg, it was before it was cut off. Can you imagine the simcha? What did he discover? He got his own leg back, but before the leg was out. That's exactly. The two heavenly shamas, they were one. They have been amputated. They have been cut off. And every time you're getting to Ho'ilo Bosar Echad, all of a sudden there's a certain click, and you found your other half, and it became one with you, as original as one with one. Can you imagine that pleasure? That pleasure you can't find in any movie, in any book, in any of the stimulation what you try to stimulate, and therefore they are sick. Because by them, what they try to find happiness with each other is separation. Everyone is a taker, as we spoke in the first sheet, the second sheet. But us, is the opposite. So comes out, Kadoshim Tiyu, the real love, the real ahava, and the real pleasure, the real simcha v'tov levav, and the real tranquility, and the real stability, which a person could find, is only when he's a Kodesh. Kedusha does not ask, chas v'sholem, that don't be happy and don't enjoy life. You have to know how to enjoy. It has to be a happiness and enjoyment which comes after limitations, after restrictions, and the happiness comes as such a type, and that's the meaning of the statement that this person told me. I experienced in my past life anything and everything which you could imagine in the intimate life which is available. And I thought I was the biggest success in that area, regardless of the fact they got divorced. Now, when the second marriage took place and they implemented the mitzvah of Kedoshim Tiyu, and says when I start, and all of a sudden I felt a certain feeling which I never felt before, I says I never even felt what pleasure of life is in the beginning. It was totally animalistic. That it actually Kedoshim Tiyu, if somebody fulfills the mitzvah the way it should be, it's the highest level of tranquility and stability. But how to accomplish it? It's a difficult job, and therefore you cannot only if you learn, if you concentrate much, much in advance. And if we are selfish people in any other area, we only will become Kodosh. And this is one other big mistake which many people think. He's going to become a Kodosh with his wife. But when it comes to any other private things, he's not going to be a Kodosh. A frest and a zof that runs around, and in any area is not a Kodosh. When it comes to this area, all of a sudden it's a Kodosh. In other words, it's not an area only in marriage. If a person is not taking this mission that he should in any other area, don't spend money more than you have to spend. Just to enjoy yourself. Justify everything that you consume. Eat well. Enjoy your food. In order to have a good appetite, it's healthy. With a limit. With a limit. In other words, if a person, let's say, loves pizza. I'm just giving it a moshel pizza. I'm not knocking pizza or falafel, but I'm just giving it a moshel, which is a person loves pizza. And he ate supper or ate a good breakfast. And it's full. He says it. He doesn't eat food. All of a sudden, chapped him on a nerve. He wants a piece of pizza. If you will feed yourself pizza, you're not kar shatzuch over mitzvah. No way when it comes in the area of home, and they all of a sudden you could implement Kadosh Atzmoch HaMitzvah, because whatever you like the pizza, that nerve which happens at home in the Vorma Mitzvah is much, much harder, and much, much harder to overcome. In other words, to win the battle at home, you have to exercise already in the outside. Right in the outside. And therefore this is not only in this area. However, it's mostly felt in this area, because if you ate the extra pizza, say we're not a Kodesh, but it's not so fatal in the area of your navigation. So ate extra pizza. But in this area, when you become a taker, you become a novel Rishis HaTorah, Loidai, not only that you didn't become a Kodesh, and you're not a navigator, Loidai that you don't feel the real pleasure which Hashem gave, which is not matchable with no pleasure in the world, as we just explained. Lloyd died this. But you're really ruining your real relationship with your wife. Because the minute when your wife senses that you lost the Chvoil Guide, that you are novel Vershus HaTorah, in the beginning she can't even verbalize, she wouldn't even say it, she doesn't even know it, but she starts feeling a sense, I'm being used. I'm being used. And older you get in the relationship, the longer you're getting married, and for her it becomes more difficult to be with her husband. Here she is pregnant and she has a few children and she is nervous and her mood is differently. And you are used to your share that you must have this and this and that and so much and so on and so on and so many times. And you demand, and she's a good wife. The better she is, but inwardly she will feel she is being used. Because every time when you take, if you take somehow, somewhere, she will sense. Sometimes it starts subconsciously, and little by little goes on the conscience. And the minute when she starts openly feeling she's being used, you lost the wife. And then you can't even fulfill her even when you give her, because she doesn't trust you. You could talk till tomorrow, I'm doing it only for you to make you happy, darling, and this and telling all the good words which you have to say to her. Says, you are taking, you using me. And what comes out? That you can't even fill the mitzvah for no sola yigra. The whole mitzvah is to give her, and she says, you're taking, you're not giving. And even while you give already, she doesn't accept it as giving, she accepts it as taking. She considers it as taking. Comes out, Kadoshim Ti is not only that it's a disadvantage if you don't fulfill, that you don't become a Kodesh, but you remain, as I say, in food, in any other areas, if you're not a Kodesh, you remain a Freser. So become a Freser versus a Torah. So this is a Gefelach. But, okay, you're not a Kodesh, see a Freser. But in this area, in marriage, if you don't apply the concept of Kadoshim Ti, it goes, it cuts in into the basic thing that you can't even fulfill, you even survive the basic minimum. She looks at you as a selfish, sadistic person, and we really become that. Because it's not shy to feed yourself not to become sadistic and selfish. And Chas Hashem become no different than any other goy, than any other animal. You're only out to do what is good for you, but of course you're a human being, you have a certain sense, you want a face saver, she says, I'm doing it for you, you're giving her gifts. But down deep, she unfortunately feels she's being used. And the minute when you brought her to the situation that she feels she's being used, you're just simply not fulfilling the mitzvah of giving. You're not giving her. As we're not going to repeat the previous lecture, says the whole mitzvah of marriage is to provide her and to give her, to be a noisen. And she feels that she's the noisen, and unfortunately, therefore, and I must say, I know from my statistics, that 99% those husbands who do not accept this concept, and unfortunately, very, very big percent of people don't know this concept, don't even know it. And if they know, they know it superficially, and they think this is Hasidus, and they think this thing doesn't exist anymore. It used to be by the Bayim, by Tzaddikim, by the old generations. Why are you talking? And you will see many people hearing it. They said, where are you talking, Madregas? It's not Madregas. It's basic, simple, healthy relationship. This is one area that you cannot afford not to be a Kodesh. I'm telling you very openly, you could afford not to be a Kodesh in food. Fresh pizza as much as you want, if you can't, we don't want to be a Kodesh. But you're still a good Jew. But in this area, when you're going to be a noble Breshus HaTorah in Aroyas, you're cutting into the basic essence, fundamental relationship with your wife, and the Sholem Bayis is missing. Unless you turn her also into animal. Yes, sometimes you have a husband may have a very good partner. I'm an animal, Breshus HaTorah, and you become animal, Breshus HaTorah, so we two animals, Breshus HaTorah. But that takes on for a little while. But later on, when life becomes serious, and usually the woman gets tired first, and she gets disgusted of this animalism, and you lost your face. And you can't make it back. You could make it back if both of you sit down and learn and take your life in hand. This, for that you need a seminar, for that you have to understand in depth. But if anyone understands this, what we spoke, this gene now, the underlying reason, the Ashkofer behind it, you realize that we are really cutting in, we're shortchanging our vibes, we're shortchanging ourselves, and if we shortchange both of us, if there is no proper Ishvi Isha Zohu, and if there's no Ishvi Isha Zohu, there's no Shechina B'neim, and that is an empty house. And it's the total opposite which we spoke in the previous shiurim. Hashoyrim ula isha, shoyrim ula toyre, ula brocha, ula simcha. But I have it. Hashoyrim isha means, according as we spoke this tonight, if you shoyrim isha, you give yourself a chasish, you're giving your wife and not yourself. You have the concept of kadashim to you. Now you shoyrim ula toyre, ula brocha, ula simcha. That's the only real simcha with you. There is the real feeling it is. So this is an area actually that we cannot afford not to accept it. In any other area of Hasidus, you could say, I'm not in this level, leave me alone. I need it for my nerves. So any private matter which is not involving your wife, you need a vacation, you want to spend some money, you want a nicer car because it makes me feel better. It's a private matter. You're noble, Breshus HaTorah. But it's something at least which just does not cut into such a depth. But when you start and you become a Gnobel Bereshus HaTorah in the area of Precious Miaroyas, you're starting there, there you're not alone. There you have a wife, you have a whole household. The whole stability, the whole fundamental tranquility of your children is based on it. Final thing, there's such a thing we know is being expected as a Yiddish chen. I don't know how to say in English charm, right? Chen is a charm. There's such a thing as a Yiddish chen. Where does a Yiddish chen come? What produces chen? Kedusha. Wherever there's Kedusha, that produces chen. We could see Nevach, Jews already went away from Torah for a long time. It's missing the beauty, the Yiddish face is missing. When a Jew lives with his wife, with this concept as we spoke, and we take this, you take these five lectures which you have on these tapes, and you go on them through again and again and again and again, it becomes, this is my goal, this is my prime goal in life to accomplish this. And children being born based on this relationship, and it doesn't go easy. And they fail us in the beginning. But we eventually we accomplish it. It's a derech harucha v'ktzor, eventually we have to work and struggle. The children which comes out from such a unity, from such a kedusha, from such a giving, that's a healthiness of a child. And I would say my private practice, which I feel, why there's so much problems in today's generations of children, there's like no self-confidence, they have low self-esteem, children are often complexes. There was never such a high percentage of children problem as we have today. Of course, there's many external reasons, and obviously because there's no stable homes, there's no happy homes, but the underlying foundation, why is there no stable happy homes? Because there's no happy relationships. Why is there no happy relationships? Because there are two takers and not two givers. Or maybe one taker and one giver, which is not 100%. Instead of becoming two givers. And that cannot be accomplished only with this concept of Kedosh Mitiyu. How much of Kedosh Mitiyu? Again, everyone has to need his own instructor in his, according to his situation, his private situation. I would say, your question is why in other areas it's not just as fatal as it would be in it. Very simple. If a navigator does not navigate a plane to his destiny, does he interfere with a pilot job? Does he lower the plane? Does he get into dangerous heights? No. He just doesn't reach his destiny. So it makes a circle around, takes a longer time, uses up more energy until it gets to his destiny. Instead of getting to destiny with $1,000 there to fuel, gets to 2,000, see, ate up $1,000 for nothing. However, in all the other areas, if it's not Karsha Sukha Mutalach, it does not interfere with the pilot. In the area of Kedosh Mitiyu, of the area of marital life, if you're not implementing Karsha Sukha Mutalach, they say, he's cutting in the pilot's job. The basic halacha, the basic structure is being challenged. And it brings the plane into a dangerous position. And that's the reason homes fall apart. I could only tell you for guaranteed. Unfortunately, one of the reasons why this Kedosh Mitiyu is not properly implemented because people don't understand the concept. They say Chassidus this and this. It's not Chassidus. It's very fundamental halacha, fundamental Torah. It's halacha Shulchan Aruch. So because there's such a wide area, because of the circumstances, we don't know how to take it. And we don't understand it. If people would understand it fundamentally as we explained it now, this, of course, the step alone is not enough. You need the whole background, the previous four lectures. If people would understand it, people would live with it, because it's beautiful. Because we have to know one other thing, very important thing. There's a mitzvah, Nosa Lo Yigra. And I've mentioned the previous shir from the Stipler and from Chazon Ish. That, and it's also been brought on, and I heard it in the name of the Beis Yisrael of the Ger Rebbe, which he was very, very strict. He was the most extreme in the area. Okay, that's known. And he said, you could be become mitzvah sohen in the kitchen too while you talk to your wife. And matter of fact, he asked, he was madrich, that if you give the minimum privately, you have to give the maximum attention in the kitchen, in the dining room. And this is also the mitzvah of oina. Yisamechas ishtoi, make happy your wife, is a mitzvah of oina, is not only in intimacy, in physical intimacy. In 24 hours a day. You're going away, and you're calling home middle of the day, just for the sake, how are you doing? I just want to know how you're doing. How are you doing? Fine, Baruch Hashem, good, be. And you made her happy. It's a samachas, it's a mitzvah oina. Your mitzvah says to the Raisa. When you could keep your wife happy in the outside, give her respect, give her a nice smile that you worship her. One of the great, unfortunately, people think to be affectionate and give love has to do with intimacy, with sex. It has nothing to do with it. You could be so affectionate, you could be so loving, you could see such a smile, you could give such a nice kind words, which has nothing to do with this. And one of the things about us, unfortunately, the thing, immediately if you're smiling too much, again, are you hinting something? No. You could be 24 hours affectionate and loving even while she's not clean. It's nothing to do with this. Respect her, keep her bechovedik, have in mind, think about her, show that you think about her. Just to keep respected, make her feel good, make her feel that you really care, really, she's depending on you, she's totally yours. And you're really 100% covering her. That's in your mitzvah oina. But unfortunately, what is happening? Everything has been concentrated only in the bedroom life. And that's the whole, that is the whole mitzvah. And outside, they live like two roommates, like a chavrusa. Like the boy used to live with yeshiva, or she used to live with her girlfriend. And they don't realize that they need intimacy, closeness, 24 hours a day. In any given message. It's nothing to do with intimacy. So what's happening if you... Now, people who take too much liberty in intimacy, so of course they separate it, and the whole life is there. And in the outside, it's like chavrusa life. But when we fulfill the mitzvah of Hashem 24 hours a day, and intimate life is only one little part and one little time, you don't need all these appetizers around that. Because you're 24 hours around it. You're always appetizing each other in any, many beautiful other ways. And this is the most fundamental requirement and need and healthiness. Never mind chassidus, this is the side point of Kedusha. It's matnas chora betzirjas makes beautiful life. So therefore in this area, when you fail, you become selfish, you're cutting into the pilot job, you're not fulfilling the basic minimum even. Even the basic minimum you're not fulfilling. That makes a difference.
If you start doing it on your side, and she doesn't want, then you're also cutting in the...
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. That's halacha. If she doesn't want, absolutely. But if she doesn't want, and you make all kind of ishtalot that she should want for my benefit, there you're missing a kedoshim tiyu. Unless you have a justified valid thing, a valid reason that you need it, which halacha is okay, but at least know I wasn't a kodesh now. Now, it's better to know that I was a behemoth and I was an animal and I was not a Kodesh than to try to talk myself in, oh, I'm a big Kodesh. Sometimes we fail, sometimes we're weak, sometimes we need it. So whenever we say, okay, I need it and I'm feeding my animalism now, but at least know it. Feel bad about it next day. For yourself, don't tell it to your wife. For yourself, I was a behemoth. Just like you overate pizza. You know that you shouldn't have done it. So at least you know it, you stop yourself next time. Because it's not a mission. It's a pretty difficult mission. It's not a mission that we don't fail. We all fail in the area of Kavshat Mokhobe Mutalach. It takes time until you develop. But at least you need this fundamental knowledge. You have to need this fundamental base. And then you realize every time you fail, you make a note where I failed. And it's good to learn it together with your wife. One of the beautiful things is when getting married, and instead of wasting time and traveling around to go to the stage of liberty, to Niagara Falls and all the stupid goyish places where you're being sidetracked with many other things and being enticed with these goyish things, and then bringing in the animal into the house to do animals which you can't curb animals, you can't come in with this concept. Instead of that, you're getting married, Shiloh Bruchas, sit and learn together the halacha, sit and learn the beauty, sit and learn together the tzatul kotel, sit and learn together the reshis chokhmah. Apply both of them and try to understand in depth, hear the tape together, maybe it's not so much advisable she should hear it, but at least to take out the context and to explain that both of you understand it together, we both are givers and both are not takers. And once this is properly understood by a wife, she fully cooperates, she understands it. Because once the very women usually, if they're properly prepared and they understand very well that the husband really means a thing, they're very cooperative usually, that's most of the time, because Noshim Dap and Kalos means for the benefit. You could always twist the mind to your way, and then they have the Binyan saying, they have a certain natural sincerity, natural honesty, that they respect the truth. They respect very much the truth. And if you really mean it, the truth, and you want to be Mekadosh Matai yourself, she will go along with it 100% if she knows that you're not because you're depriving, not because you're feeding, not because of Meshugasin, and it goes together with understanding you may fire in many other areas. Then when it comes to that point where other people may say that you're limiting your wife, she feels much more satisfaction with the limitation than other people that are getting 300% access. Because you have to feel it all around it. And this is something which is, you need a lot of chokhmah, you need a lot of seichel to it. This has to be studied, it has to be learned, it has to be understood. Obviously, you have to carry yourself in all the parameters around it too. You have to be kashas mutulach in different areas too. No question about it. That's what I said, you have to do it. But I said, in case you do fail in other area, I said, it's not a statement crucial that you're failing here. In this area, it's totally fatal. It cuts into aloha, cuts into the pilot jam, the whole stability. I hope with these 5 lectures I covered most of the basic things. Now, basic halachas, fundamental halachas, has to be very well studied. Something which you keep studying at least the first year, go through a few times. It's very important to go through, if you could go to Yira David, and Isaac Kalim, especially Hilchos Vestoros, Kippah, Dalif, Kippah, Tes, Kippah, Tzadik, which is very complicated halachas. And it's worthwhile to go to public shiur. There's many moirahs who give shiurim in these areas, to have a private chavrusa to go through on it. And it's also very important, right after the chasana, not to rely only on the college classes, how much your wife learned, because many times she didn't pick it up properly, and it's being done in masses. And most of the time, college knows even more than the chosen knows, most of the time. So it's very good that you should have a shiur. Chosen college should have right after the chasana. The Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld used to have the shon and shon, used to have a shiur together with his wife. And the best thing would be right after the chasana, I always advise Chosen Kala, learn Hilchos Nida with all the protein, with all the minhagim, with all the things, and also the ashkofa and the concept of it, to hear it together. Then we have to share, we're going to be able to be zeicha to build a vice name and base soil. Tam v'nishlam. At least next week, after Chanukah, we'll start a series in Yiddish.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com.